I'm pretty relieved to know that we're wrapping up our 19th week here. We have experienced a number of recent positive cases, and that's discouraging in some ways, but it's also helped us to move towards the end where we've got a number of kids in here that need the opportunity to make sure that they're passing for the semester, that they get their grades in order and are able to move forward either next semester and even into next year.
I know there was some concern with the first quarter with student performance, but what I heard tonight, it sounds like a lot of those kids were able to pick up some steam into the second quarter, and I think, you know, a significant issue was probably segueing from last school year into this school year.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think you heard all of our building principals talk about with the guidance we had from last spring, where there was no impact on grades at the time we went fully remote, to where we started this year when that guidance was totally different and everything was on the table and assignments mattered and grades counted. What we saw was that the majority of our remote learners continued that same trend we saw in the spring, and that was not completing or not doing at all. And that really put a lot of them behind at the end of the first quarter. We have seen a lot of improvement this second quarter, particularly since Thanksgiving, when we instituted some tutoring time and brought back busing for that tutoring as well. Really, that tutoring was there available all the time, but without the busing, many parents weren't able to take advantage of that.
And then out of the break, out of the Christmas break I'm talking about, still going to be the similar situation of what occurred in the first semester in terms of a school day and then the opportunity, if you want to choose remote learning or in-person learning, that's still going to be in play.
Yeah, that's the same overall structure is going to be in place. Our school day is still going to run until 12:30. We'll still have those tutoring opportunities available in the afternoon. And that tutoring time is with our paraprofessionals that we have on staff. Our teachers at that time are teaching remotely. And our numbers still look like we're going to have about 900 to 1,000 in-person learners and somewhere between 250 and 300 remote learners.